There is nothing as romantic as the power of the steam engine, and nothing as economically viable as expansion. And we see that evidenced by the expansion of the British Empire during the Victorian era. And the Cape Colony certainly was no exception. We're chatting to Rick Wurtat this morning. He is the general manager of the Cirrus Rail Company. And before we go into our chat with Rick, just a little bit of a history lesson. The first steam train line in the Cape was completed in 1862, a long, long time before Rick and I were even around, and ran from Cape Town to Eerste River. And within a year, the route had been extended to include Stellenbosch and Wellington. Definitely a sign of rampant expansion. Gradually, as we know, a network of railway lines spread through the province and managed by the Cape Government Railways. Whilst in the north, the Netherlands South African Railway Company facilitated the expansion of the rail network in the then independent South African Republic of South Africa. Of course, now, fast forward, we know that we have PRASA, and the Cirrus Railway track was originally built at the turn of the 20th century, starting in July, and was made of secondhand material. I think when we think of Rick Botha, we should think of him as a heritage specialist, because whilst the Cirrus Rail Company is a business, part of the mission is to help preserve and promote the South African rail heritage, something which we don't always think about. And it also involves restoring and refurbishing old locomotives and coaches. And we get to share in that. We get to share in a historic journey. And I'm looking forward to chatting to Nick about this historic journey and what the restoration work comprises of. And then, of course, the actual train experience, what it takes to populate that. Rick, we've talked a lot about the history of the train, how it came about. And I just want to say a very warm welcome to the Jet Setting with Janet Show. Super excited to have you chat to us this morning. We're looking forward to hearing all about the new line and some history on the Cirrus Rail Company.
Good morning, Janet. Yes, and thank you for having me on the show today. It's great to talk to you again. I think the last time we talked was in 2021, and a lot has
Can you
changed
believe
since
it?
that time. It's crazy. It was just
Yeah,
after,
too long.
it was actually just before, well, we were actually still in the throes of COVID then, everyone's still wearing masks, and a lot has changed in that time. In what, the 2 3 years since that time, more or less. We've taken
Absolutely.
more than 35,000 passengers at this stage, and
Amazing, Rick.
yeah, it's been really great. We've been so well supported by locals, especially. Our key market is not necessarily the overseas market. While it's great to have those passengers on board, we've had such a great turnout of support from our locals. Everyone has been asking us for the last 2 years, when are we going to run to Simonstown again? When are we going to run to Simonstown again? And we managed to get that right on the 21st of March, that we ran to Simonstown for the first time in about 6 years. And
Amazing.
that was a great collaboration between us and PRASA, because it's their line that runs there, and they supported us in actually being able to run on that day and with the personnel that we needed. And it worked out really well. We had just short of 300 passengers. It was a beautiful day going along the beachfront, seeing everyone walking there and waving at the train. It was really great to see. I look forward to sharing that with you on Saturday.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going in a different direction. Tell us about that and what we can hope to see along the way.
Well, the trip that you're doing on Saturday is to Simonstown. So that trip takes us from Cape Town. We leave from the AC Hotel by Marriott. There's a train platform in front of that, so it's not the normal Cape Town station. And then we actually take a bit of a detour route because of how the infrastructure is set up at the moment. We're still recovering from the effects of COVID and some of the vandalism. So we actually, to get to Simonstown, we have to go via Belleville. So we have to go all the way along the Milnerton beachfront up to Belleville, and then all the way down to Observatory, and then down the southern line to Muizenberg, and then on to Simonstown. So it's quite a scenic journey. Some of it is running through the city, but I think it's good for everyone to see the city from a different perspective too.
Amazing. I'm so excited about the Saturday trip. And the fact that we get to do a detour and have a longer ride is just makes me happier. So now when we get onto the train, we're leaving from the AC Marriott. There is a coffee station on site, so people can get their beautiful fresh coffees early in the morning. We get onto the train and there are different types of coaches, right? You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, correct. We have different seating types on the train, and each has its own unique flair to it. We start with our day seating. Our day seating is very reminiscent of your suburban commuter coaches from the 60s and 70s. So you have comfortable seats, grouped in groups of four or two, where each of them has windows. And seats are pre-assigned, so you don't have to scurry to the train in hope of finding a decent seat. You'll all have predefined seats. That's our day seating area, and we also offer pensioners' rates in that area. Then we have our bar lounge, which is just a laid-back environment where you can sit and have a drink and look out the windows. The bar itself is accessible to everyone on the train. But the bar lounge seating specifically is pre-reserved. And then we also have our old style family compartments and family coupes, which are generally geared towards families that want a bit of privacy. You can close the door. Our family compartments take up to six people, and our family coupes take a maximum of four. And those are generally well priced for families to be able to do as a group. Then we also
Wonderful.
have our lounge seating, which is very much like your lounge at home. You've got your comfortable chairs, you've got nice big windows that you can look out, and then you have the last car, which is the observation carriage, which is a little bit more upper class, also has lounge type seating, air cons for if it gets really hot, and it has opening windows, which is a new upgrade that we've done there, as well as a bar in that coach. So yeah, those are generally the seating types that we have on all our trains, not just Simonstown, but that gives you an idea of what you can expect on board from the seating types.
Wonderful. And then we're journeying, we're going via Bellville. Now I'm just looking forward to that strip of beach that we see as we hit Muizenberg. How long does it take to get from where we're heading out from the AC Marriott to see that strip of beach, right?
You're probably going to sit from how it look. It's probably 2 hours to get to that point. So
Okay, great.
there's a lot of running through the city. In future, we will change the route when the infrastructure is available and repaired. Then we will run directly from where we are, almost straight onto the southern line. But for now, that's not something that we can do. And we thought, we don't want to delay this trip another year whilst we wait for that. We'd rather give people an extra experience, and then when the opportunity arises, we'll change the lines we run on.
Wonderful. So we're on this trip and then we disembark in Simonstown. And how much time do we have on that in that space?
Simon's 7 and 11:30, and then we'll let people know to be back at the train at 14:30, but we'll only leave at 3 o'clock. So
Okay.
it will be between 3.5 and 4 hours that passengers have on the ground in
So
Simonstown.
enough time to have lunch, to visit a few museums, to explore, do some
Yes.
shopping. I think that's great.
Yeah, and it gives passengers, I think passengers, as we say in our advertising and things like that, the station isn't in the center of Simonstown, so you do have a 600 to 800 meter walk to start getting to the actual substance of Simonstown.
Yes, absolutely. Now we're seeing the front end of this whole Cirrus Rail experience. There's a lot of work that happens on the back end because you are restoring coaches, you're refurbishing vintage steam locomotives. And what does that whole business of putting that together entail, Rick? Are you involved in that, or is that something that's outsourced?
No, we do everything ourselves. There's actually very little work that's outsourced at this stage. We prefer to bring as much of that expertise in-house because things are specialized. You don't get many experts on steam locomotives anymore. You don't get many coach builders anymore. So we've employed people that are experts in that, and we're developing others. So we've got a whole lot of people that we're training to do this work, and we try and do most of it ourselves. We've really focused on maintenance the last 2 to 3 years specifically, not just reactive maintenance, but specifically preventative maintenance and restoring these items to either the condition they were in or something better than that.
Absolutely. So it's quite a journey you've had, Rick, because you started there in 2018 as a volunteer. Now, to make a decision to become a volunteer in a business is quite a big decision, but obviously you have a passion for this. So, how did that translate? What has that journey been like for you from volunteer to being the general manager of the Cirrus Rail Company?
It's been a very, how can I say? It's been a great journey to be on. There's been a lot of challenges, but starting as a volunteer, historically, how any of the private railways in South Africa, when I talk about private, I mean about steam trains and things like that. Historically, the only way that they worked was by having non-profit organizations that restored and managed these trains and ran passengers on them to bring in income to fund further restorations. So in the past, it mimicked the British heritage railways, where everyone was volunteers that worked on board. You had a few management staff, but then everyone was volunteers, gave up their time to do this. And when I started was in the early days of Ceres Rail, where Ceres Rail was actually a for-profit company at that stage, but still using volunteers. And as part of my transition in getting involved in the company and taking over, we no longer have volunteers. We still have a lot of the people that were volunteers, but everyone is paid for their time now. So because you can't reconcile having a for-profit entity, even if you are there for heritage purposes, working with volunteers, that doesn't tie up in my head. So taking that journey, I basically became general manager in November 2021, but was managing the company through a period of transition for about a year before that.
Wonderful. So, Rick, a lot of work has gone into the Cirrus Rail Company. You have the Elgin line where you go to Crabo, you spend a day at the market there. Just highlight what that whole experience entails so that our listeners who haven't been are aware of that as well. And then, of course, the Simonstown line, which I was very, very excited to see because I drive past there quite often, and I've always wanted to take the train along the sea.
Well, no, that's definitely one of our exciting routes. But as you said, Elgin Railway Market is our more common route, which we run every single week. That's a 3.5 hour journey from Cape Town to the market, and then you spend about 3 hours at the market, which is an old apple warehouse that was built by prisoners of war in the Second World War, and it's been beautifully done over in a modern Art Deco style. With the owner Roger Orpin putting a lot of effort into that.
Oh
They have
yeah, he's been amazing.
he's awesome, Jana, and they've got a new Turkish style bazaar that they've put up on the platform with a whole lot of local crafts and stalls there, as well as their food stalls inside, which are really amazing. They're wheelchair accessible now, which is a change that happened now in the last year. Wheelchair accessible up to their second floor. And it's really a great experience to see how that market keeps changing. They've won the best market in the Cape in KFM's awards for the
Oh,
last two
yes.
years, and we won the best adventure experience last year, which is great. It's a great tie-up for us.
Fantastic. How phenomenal when energies align, the results that one gets, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. Roger is a great personality, and he's a great person to work with. Very few days go past that we don't share ideas.
It's always good to have a nice sounding board, someone you can exchange with, Rick, because as an entrepreneur and as you develop the Cirrus Rail Company, you need to have those people that you can engage with that add value on this entrepreneurial journey. Rick, we are so happy that you could join us today. How do our listeners access tickets? How do they book? What is the availability like? Because I think that there must be great demand for this offering.
Yeah, we've been, I mean, firstly, just to say thank you to the listeners who have traveled with us and to anyone else listening for the first time, we've been really well supported, where we're averaging about 380 people per trip to Elgin at the moment, which is massive, considering that after COVID, we started with 230 people on a train, and before COVID, we were at 180 people on a train. So we've tried to keep our prices more or less at a level where we can have more people on the train and keep the prices in affordable range. So for people to book, they can either go to our website, which is www.cirrusrail.co.za, and they can follow the booking prompts from there, or they can contact us at bookings@cirrusrail.co.za, and then they can talk to our customer liaison there, Sharon, who will sort them out with anything they need. And yeah, then we can take it from there. We also do corporate groups, we do charters, we do a lot of work in the movie industry for films that are currently on the circuit. We've done a few commercials, which has been really special too.
Fantastic. Rick, I think as the person at the helm of the Cirrus Rail Company, there's lots more excitement coming. We're already so impressed with what you've done, and we wish you and the team all the best, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thanks so much, Janet, and thank you for arranging this, and I look forward to seeing you too. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure.